the God who enters our loneliness. The Missing Comforter. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 begins not with an argument, but with tears. Koheleth looks upon the oppressed and twice repeats the terrible verdict, they have no comforter. In Hebrew, the word is menahem, one who consoles, strengthens, and stands beside the wounded. The repetition makes the absence almost audible. Koheleth does not soften suffering with easy explanations. He even declares the unborn better off than those who have witnessed such evil. This is not contempt for life, nor permission to destroy it. It is biblical lament at full strength, akin to Job and Jeremiah cursing the day of their birth. Faith sometimes honors God not by explaining the darkness, but by refusing to call darkness light. Yet Scripture will not leave the word comforter empty. Jesus promises his disciples another counselor, the Holy Spirit, the divine presence who comes alongside them, John chapter 14, verse 16. Ecclesiastes exposes the vacant place into which the gospel speaks. God does not merely observe tears from above. In Christ, he enters the world of victims, is crushed by earthly power, and becomes the man of sorrows. The resurrection is God's declaration that oppression will not have the final word. The three postures of the hand. Koheleth then gives us three images of human hands. The fool folds his hands and consumes himself. The driven worker fills both hands through restless toil. Between them stands the wise person with one handful and quietness. This is not a contrast between laziness and ambition alone. It is a picture of three souls, the closed hand that refuses its calling, the clenched hands that must possess everything, and the open hand that receives enough. Martin Luther understood Ecclesiastes as a summons to enjoy God's present gifts without trying to master the future. Much of our exhaustion is not caused by work itself, but by comparison. Achievement becomes the envy of a man's neighbor. We cease cultivating our field and begin measuring it against everyone else's. Envy can turn even faithful labor into a form of servitude. The poverty of being alone. In ancient Israel, having neither son nor brother meant far more than loneliness. It meant lacking an heir, advocate, economic partner, and protector. Thus, the solitary man's endless accumulation is tragically absurd. Wealth has replaced the very relationships for which wealth should be used. Two are better than one is therefore not primarily a wedding slogan. It is a protest against self-sufficiency. Roads were dangerous, nights cold, and falls potentially fatal. The threefold cord is not an explicit reference to the Trinity, though it harmonizes beautifully with God's communal life. Its immediate wisdom is simpler. Strength grows through bonds. Even kings need this wisdom. The old ruler falls because he can no longer receive correction. The young ruler rises, then is forgotten by another generation. Power isolates, applause fades, and the person who cannot be admonished is already imprisoned. Christ saves us not only from guilt, but from the lonely kingdom of the self. Today, become someone's menahem. Notice a tear. Receive correction. Loosen one clenched hand. Let another person lift you. Suggested cross-references. Job chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 10, John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. Suggested hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Prayer. Lord Jesus, comforter of the oppressed and friend of the lonely, open our eyes to hidden tears. Free us from envy, restless striving, and proud isolation. Teach us to receive enough with gratitude, to welcome correction, and to become faithful companions who lift the fallen. Bind your people together in love. Amen.